हर कण कहता है
हम बच्चों का मन कहता है
याद तुम्हारी आती है याद तुम्हारी आती है बाबा याद तुम्हारी आती है याद तुम्हारी आती है बाबा याद तुम्हारी आती है
ओम शांति Good morning. Happy New Year. Some of you I haven't seen since the last year. Today's really feels right for the beginning of the year. And in a way it is the end and the beginning in the sense that Baba's season used to be from October through till March, but very specifically March, this particular Murali, the end of March, Baba's talking about saying goodbye, and it wasn't goodbye forever, but it was the end of the season. And it feels as if Baba was sharing that Murali with so many different subjects, touching on many, many different aspects to prepare everyone for the coming year. And so it feels appropriate to be reading this particular Murali at the beginning of the year now. And Baba loves the figure three. Trimurti and many other things come in threes and threes and threes. And so today's Murali is all about threes. Many other things Baba has taken up. Twos also come in. But in particular, Baba's taken up several aspects of three. And so, the first aspect that Baba's taken up in three, Baba's mentioned how Baba spoke about lagav, attachment, the other day. And Baba described the whole scene of how Shiv Baba took Brahma Baba on a tour around all the centers in the world because Brahma Baba's feeling was that children should be karmatit by now. Old karmic accounts should be settled by now. And so Shiv Baba said, you think so? Well, let me show you. And so Shiv Baba took Brahma Baba on a tour and at the end of all of that, then Brahma Baba saying, yeah, now I see. Children need more time. And there were two particular things about lagav, attachments that Baba mentioned. People and facilities. So I won't touch that for the moment. And today also Baba said, Baba spoke enough about that last time. But there's another very interesting word that Baba's used. The three words are Hindi words. I'll explain that first. So, lagav, then tanav, conflict, and then swabhav, nature. And so, these three things firstly. So, lagav, Baba took that up recently in detail, but tanav, and most people would interpret that as being conflict on the external level. But Baba's talking firstly about conflict inside and how while there's conflict inside, then of course there's going to be conflict outside also. So what is there that's still creating conflict within myself? Is it that there's a particular aspect of knowledge that my heart doesn't fully accept, and maybe I've pushed it to the corner for a moment, but somehow there's a little thorn that's pricking away. You know, if there's a little tiny, tiny grain of stone in your shoe, you've been walking in the woods and something's got into your shoe and there's something that's there, you want to get it out, it's irritating. And of course, if it continues, it's going to be a problem. So you try and find a space where you can take off your shoe and throw out that little pebble or whatever it is. But even something tiny, and it's a source of irritation, and you try and ignore it, but it comes back again and again. I know that for some people, the subject of Brahma Baba is a challenge. The only instrument, the only chariot, every kalpa. How? Why? What? So have I accepted Brahma Baba totally with my heart? 5,000-year cycle. Well, yes, I know it's a cycle, and I understand it's a cycle, but does it have to be 5,000? Can't it be 6,000? And maybe the figures that Baba's given us for the four quadrants, maybe they're not quite like that, maybe they're a little bit different. So, there's just two little things, two big things. So maybe that's creating the conflict inside. Maybe it's Baba Srimat. Does it have to be 4 o'clock in the morning? You know, 5 o'clock is as good. 5 o'clock still, everyone's sleeping. So today Baba's again picked up on Amrit Vela and 4 o'clock and what happens at that time. So it could be that. Srimat is so big, so big. And you can push the boundaries of Srimat in so many different ways. Well, you know, this is manufactured in the factory, and so it's untouched by hand. So it's okay, isn't it? And you can see how boundaries begin to shift, and so, but it creates a conflict inside. Because I'm hearing, reading Baba Smriti every day, and Baba's telling me Srimat, every day Smriti. And so I see how, if there's something that's contrary to Gyan, that's happening either inside of me or in action, in practical life, then that's going to create the struggle, the tension inside. And so, if I haven't resolved it, then Baba's saying, well, sort it out now. Or maybe it's a conflict with somebody outside, but I'm not acknowledging it. And maybe it's there in a very subtle way. And maybe it's not even exact conflict. Maybe it's actually just a little bit of competition I have with them. And they're not aware of it, maybe. But I am. And so, whatever it is that's creating this tussle, the nav, is going to be creating tension. And so, I want to have peace, I want to be an instrument for peace, and so tension doesn't fit in within that whole story. So let me see, what is it that's not allowing me to be Om Shanti? If you check it like that, you'll be able to find it. Because that factor will keep coming in many times. Maybe not many times during a day, but certainly many times during the week. So what is disturbing my state of Om Shanti? Something inside, someone outside, a situation that keeps coming up. So let me deal with that. And then Swabhav. Swabhav simply means nature, and Baba interprets it in a very beautiful way. Swa, the original elevated soul, the original state of the soul, and then bhavna, my feelings, my intentions. So then the two words together, Swabhav. And the whole Murali is about following in Brahma Baba's footsteps. The song was about 18th January, and 18th January is very, very close now. What is my original nature? Baba said, if you're a child of Brahma Baba, then surely you are like the father. And so what is the Father's nature? Does God have a nature? Does Brahma Baba have nature? Baba's saying, Baba's nature is that of benevolence. Baba's nature is that of mercy. Baba's nature is the loving concern to uplift everyone. So these three aspects of nature. And if I want to follow in the footsteps of my Father, this is the criteria that I have to use. And have I diverged away from that original Swabhav? Because that is the original state for all of us. And so where is it that I'm not following that as I should, but it's moved away in a different direction? Baba hasn't specified what are the other negative forces, not at that point at least, but one can know the excuses one makes about my own nature. And then Baba's given a few examples. I say, you know, well, my voice is very loud, and so if it's disturbing somebody else, what can I do about it? That's the way I am. And so it's that attitude of take me or leave me. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to adjust for your sake. And of course, it's not even adjusting for someone else's sake. I want to get back to that original sweetness that Baba wants me to have. So I'm doing it for me, not because you're complaining, but you're just giving me a signal. But I'm unwilling to accept that signal, and I'm putting it down to, well, that's how I am, finish, full stop, take it. So these three words, firstly, Baba has used. And so it's easy if Baba puts it into little packets, right? So this is the first little package. And then Baba's used another expression of three. And that is, as I say, it's like a beautiful outline for what we need to do for the whole year. So the second one that Baba's used is reality, royalty, and unity. And again, just seeing Baba's broad vision. So a set in Hindi, a set in English. So Baba's really taking in everyone and everything and carrying all of us together. So, the reality. Is there anything that I'm mixing in within the truth? Maybe I'm not mixing something. Maybe I'm revealing only 50%, 75%, 90% of the truth. But there's a little bit there that I'm not ready to open up with. And so what is it that's mixed in within the reality? If I'm conveying a story to someone, am I conveying the facts of the story to a person who needs to hear about it? Or am I coloring it with my tone because of my own emotional involvement? Every way that may be. And so even a simple thing like relating a situation. So this is where Baba is saying, check what is it that you're mixing in within the reality. And of course, in terms of my mind, is it pure Baba's knowledge that's bubbling up all the time? Or is it other things that are coming up? Baba's been taking up a lot about waste thoughts, and so again today. So what is it, what's the waste that's coming into my mind? And can I remove it so that then there can be the reality, the truth, the eternal truth that Baba wants me to keep in my consciousness? And then royalty. Am I distracted by my desires, my wants? I want this. My needs are being provided for by Baba, more than sufficient. But my wants, what is it that I want? my likes, my dislikes. Is that getting in the way? Or is that stage of royalty such that I can be content in whatever situation? Baba's used this lovely expression of how contentment is the seed of all virtues. Am I content? You can see that Baba takes up the subject of contentment very frequently. And of course it's content not just with myself, but also the checking point. Are others content with me? Or is there something missing in that also? And my own contentment, yes, I need to be at peace with myself. I need to be content with myself. I haven't reached my final destination. And so that's ahead somewhere there. And so I'll be satisfied only when I reach that. But today, whatever the situation is, whatever my quality of effort is, whatever else is going on, if I don't create a state of contentment, I'm never going to be happy. And like Baba's often said, happiness is the thermometer of your Brahman life, your yogi life. And if the thermometer, the degree of happiness is reducing, something is wrong. And so, contentment. What is it that I'm discontent with that's not allowing me to be happy? And so the discontent creates not just lack of happiness, but it creates a lot of anger also. And very often I've seen that somebody described anger as a secondary expression. So there's something else going on inside that's creating the anger. So what is it? And discontent very often is the cause of anger. And so let me be able to come to the state where I'm content. And truly, is there anything more that I need? Wants? They're like wild horses. Can be many, many wants. I want, I like. But what is it that I really need? And can that be fulfilled? And Baba's there. And so let me be able to come back to that state of inner contentment. So that then I'm not distracted, neither my eyes are distracted, nor my intellect is distracted. So that state of royalty in which I have everything that I need, and so there's an inner stability that nothing external can shake. And Baba's connected unity with this. And of course, unity outside in terms of relationships, but the inner work that goes on inside each individual is what creates the unity. And so you can't just say, okay, let's sing together and we'll learn how to be in harmony with each other, or let's dance together. The singing and the dancing is great, and if I pay attention to what's going on inside, it'll be easier to do all of that. But that state of unity in which Baba's saying, if a group of you, even a small group of you, are unified because you're following the path of truth, reality, you're following the path of royalty, you're in that state of contentment, then even a small group of individuals creating that unity means that there's a solid foundation. And so if anybody else tries to break that unity, it's not possible. If there isn't that solid core of unity, then of course there'll be lots of other things going on. If somebody, for whatever reason, tries to create upheaval, and they'll succeed. But if there's a determined core group that really is unified, then under all circumstances, whatever is going on outside will not be able to shift or change the things that are going on at the core. And of course, if the core is strong, then that's going to reach out further and further and create the whole structure. Of course, the classic example is how when you have a charismatic leader in any organization and that charismatic leader disappears, then most times there's a power struggle. The month of January and Brahmabhava's example keeps coming up again and again. And then Brahmabhava left, and of course in the world today they talk about legacy planning. So what's going to happen to your organization when your leader goes? And they're talking about somebody who's going to retire, somebody who falls sick or whatever, whatever. Or even perhaps passes away. And in Sakar Baba's days, Baba never spoke about legacy planning. And in Dadiji's days, again, nobody ever spoke about legacy planning. But I started getting questions from journalists. What happens if? And of course, Daddy, 104. How much longer? The blessings of immortality are not for Sangam Yuga and not for the body. And so what then? But when Brahmabhava passed away, then the beautiful coronation ceremony in that very first meeting with Shiv Baba, when Shiv Baba came in Dadi Gulzar and Baba putting a rose on Didi's head, Didi Manmohini, another rose on Dadiji's head, and looking around and saying, does everyone agree? And then, does anyone have any questions? So Baba had a plan, but interesting that two women took up the reins and there was never any conflict. If you ask Didi something alone, she'd say, ask Daddy. You ask Daddy something alone, she'd say, ask Didi. And so finally we'd say, okay, Didi and Daddy, can you please get together so that we can discuss it together? And they'd say, no, whatever Daddy says is fine with me. Whatever Didi says is fine with me. It happened many times. Dadiji's room was here by the history hall. Dadiji's room was where the old cottages next to Baba's room. And so I found myself going back and forth many times. But why I'm remembering this is because somebody was interviewing me about gender. And they said, is there less arrogance within women than men? And I said, no, I think arrogance is a state of the soul. And that's true. Every soul has to deal with ego and arrogance in some form or another. But yes, in a practical way, when it came to sharing power, and they didn't even see it as power. They just thought of themselves as being the elder sisters who are looking after the family. So that's not a question of power. But whatever it was, to an external view, two leaders and two women sharing power and no rift, no division, no quarrel, no conflict. And because Didi and Dadi were united, and of course then they pulled in Dadi Janki, Dadi Chandramani and Dadi Nirmashanta, Dadi Brijendra, then that group was totally united. And no disturbance, and the legacy continues. So the Dadis united, and Baba's work continues to expand and grow. And so wherever it is we are, a little center or a big center, doesn't matter, but at the core, that reality, that royalty, and then the unity, and coming together with one love in the heart, Baba has brought us together, and one vision, the vision of creating a better world together, both things holding us together in a very powerful way. I'm here because I decided I wanted to belong to Baba, but I'm also here because of the task. And so Baba's kept me occupied and engaged and out of mischief by giving me a task. But the same applies to each and everyone. Each one Baba's instrument for the task. And so that awareness of what is it that holds us together and how whatever happens today is the foundation for the new age, the new world. It's a very powerful motivation to stay together and to know that, yes, that's going to create a fortress for others to also take protection and take help from Baba. So if we maintain that state of reality and royalty and the awareness of unity, then external forces can't shake us in no way at all. And then there's a third one that Baba's also taken up in terms of threes. And the next third is that of balance, blessings, and bliss. You've heard these before. The balance. Is there the balance of the inside and the outside in my life? Is there the balance of remembrance and service? The balance of love and law? All the different balances. The balances of being deeply introverted, serious, but also enjoying Sangam Yoga. Blessings. That was taken up the word blessings just in one specific way. Amrit Vela. If I want blessings from Baba, yes, Baba gives a blessing at the end of the Murali each day. But even that, if I'm using that blessing and feeling it, then the Amrit Vela is a time when Baba stamps it. I've been remembering it, I've been aware of it through the day, but at Amrit Vela, it'll be the final stamp that Baba gives. And so Baba's given very beautiful description of Amrit Vela and what happens at Amrit Vela. So I won't take you into the detail of that. But that's why I thought it was a very lovely murali for the start of the year, the things that we need to give attention to. And so blessings. And of course, if I have all blessings from Baba, then there's going to be bliss. I'm going to be in that state in which nothing can take away my happiness or touch my happiness. So experience a very blissful year. If I've been following the guidelines that Baba's given me in this murali, the two that Baba's taken up, although Baba's mentioned that passing with honor means attention on many different things, but ultimately Baba's mentioned two things, purity and unadulterated remembrance. These are the two most important factors in terms of passing with honor. So, beautiful murali, and really one that you want to print into your heart, because every sentence is very powerful. It's the end of the season, and so this is why, in a way, Baba's summarizing everything that we all need to do, but it's the start of the year, so it feels appropriate for this time. And always I've noticed that either end of December or January, major things happen in the world. Have you noticed it? Very, very often it happens like that. And so, yes, we are seeing Australia and the situation there. We are seeing the situation in the Middle East and things going on there. And so I think whether it's natural disasters or the tipping points of politics in the world, both things are happening strategically at the same time in a very powerful way to give us a signal. But I also want to mention a couple of other things in terms of the Brahmin family. Many of you know Dr. Craig Brown, and he's been an amazing friend since the 80s, right from the days of Million Minutes, if you remember that one. But he's always supported and helped, and then for many years the trustee in Janki Foundation, and then a medical advisor also. He's now in his last period of transition, moving on, and so I know he'd appreciate all your loves and good wishes and Baba's remembrance reaching him. And literally just this morning, Shashin Bhai's uncle passed away. A couple of days ago, Shashin Bhai had written and said that he's now in palliative care, but at home, not in a hospice, he said. No, it has to be at home. But this morning, the soul finally passed away. He'd been ill for a long time. But that soul has played a very incognito role in supporting Shashin Bhai and the family, and in supporting Baba's work in a very big way, but very incognito. And so we'll be remembering and sending lots of loving good wishes to these two souls in particular. A third one, Aruna Ben's brother, also passed away. Some of you know that. And so special love and good wishes for that soul. And the funeral is tomorrow, Monday, tomorrow. So things happening within the Brahmin family also. In 2 weeks' time, it's the 18th of January. And I'm sure that at every center there's special program of tapasya going on. Is that right? Yeah? And if there isn't, you can begin it. Because I know that January carries very special blessings. And so enjoy the tapasya leading up to the 18th. And I know that every center will be having a special program for the 18th. This time it's a Saturday, so you don't even have to worry about taking time off work. You have most likely holiday time at that point. The 19th, we have two things happening here. Morning class, of course, and special bhog. But in the evening, there'll be a special public event which is going to incorporate an hours of yoga, because it's third Sunday. Third Sunday and 18th January come together usually very closely. So that's a public event that we'll be having, and I'm sure there's leaflets downstairs for that. Fly to Baba and offer book.